True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the Link along with Elliot. Gates about to open. We think maybe 5:30, 3 hours before the game.
Yeah,
I think that's
so.
When they'll open. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins for the Eagles this season? 11 or 12 at 64%, 13 plus at 29%, and 9 and 10 and 8 and below, 4% and 2.3%.
Bunch of haters of the 2%.
Total haters. Wonder who they are. It's Cowboys fans. Oh. We will give our prediction for tonight's game coming up at 5:30. But right now, it is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today are my five favorite moments of last year.
Okay.
To get everyone set, you got to go back and remember how special last year was. And starting at number five. It was one of the moments. There's a couple moments last year where I came away just like cackling at how good they were. Well, this one really set the tone quickly in the NFC Championship game.
Oh yeah,
Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
It really was an unbelievable moment when that happened. It was just like...
Of course he did.
Yeah, it was like an out-of-body experience watching it. It was like, I can't believe he's just doing this every time he touches the ball now.
Yeah.
You know? What a moment.
Well,
that was.
Hadn't it been the first time he carried it since the Rams? Because remember, yeah. he did that, then they got the ball back, went down and scored. So maybe once or twice, but yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's how amazing he was last year. I think sometimes that Super Bowl game clouds people's memory of what Saquon was last year. When it was every game, you held your breath when he touched the ball because he had a chance to go. Like, you literally were expecting big plays every time he carried the ball last year.
And you never feel that way with running backs.
No, no. And, look, everybody's happy. We're happy they won the Super Bowl. We know that Saquon and how unstoppable he was gave the Eagles the ability to do a lot of what they did on offense in that Chiefs game. I do really wish... for a cherry on top for the season that he had just busted one of them against the Chiefs. Just so we had that one. I just think he deserves it. Now, look.
He didn't have a memorable play in the Super Bowl.
No, the memorable thing was he's just so good the other team decided to do everything they could to stop him, which is the best compliment you can probably get. And, look, he gets voted the number one player in football, all that. I just wish he broke one.
Yeah. If that throw wasn't underthrown, he scores. He walks into the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I hit a parlay.
One of his couple underthrows in that game.
Oh, my God.
Especially the dagger.
My fourth favorite moment of last year. There's very few, you know, now my old age as a sports fan, very few moments I get out of the chair. And listen, if I flex, nothing really happens. But I kind of felt it in this moment was down in Baltimore when Cooper DeJean did this.
Third down and 11. Back goes Jackson one more time. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it, but way short of the first down as the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeJean.
What a great tackle by Cooper DeJean. You know, this ball is caught by Derrick Henry. He is that dude. But Cooper DeJean comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back. You rarely see that.
That is why it's plays like that that I think turn Ike into the Cooper DeJean fanboy.
Without question.
You know,
that
like play a football
play. And the Bengals play, right?
Yep.
The Bengals play on what was it? Fourth down
against Chase. I also think that game, if you remember leading
and the fact that I was right about him coming out of the draft.
That's the key. That's the one I think.
That's what it's always about. But leading up to that game, the whole thing was, are the Eagles as tough as the Ravens? Can they be tough?
Yes,
that play really cemented. Yes. And after the game, Nick says, you know, we were the ones that wanted to make them, you know, feel we were tough.
Dude, that's a great point, Elliot.
Thank you, yeah.
That is a great point.
Thank you.
And it was embodied, and that shows the team buys into what Sirianni's saying.
Yeah.
I agree.
They absolutely do.
Actually was saying it was a good point. I wasn't being sarcastic. But I know you're a little shocked right now.
No, it's just, yeah.
Everything you say, Jack, sounds
exactly,
like it's sarcastic.
Especially if it's a compliment.
Spike, you're doing a great job.
There it is. Yeah. Well, guy before me couldn't hack it.
Oh, wow.
It was decided before that, I was told. My third favorite moment of last year. Now, listen, Spike likes to bring up this game got dicey because he's a hater. But this game was iced when Saquon did this.
Hurts of the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
That'll lock it up,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
that was a tough one.
We all knew when Jake Elliott missed the extra point, that was the sign. This is not locked up.
Yeah.
And but I don't say it because I'm a hater. I say it because we almost lost.
They did almost lose.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
Vic and the 2-minute drills didn't really always go well.
Atlanta didn't go well.
Yeah.
Carolina
didn't go well.
Washington.
Yep. Yeah.
But, you know, Saquon hitting his helmet, he's a blacked out. Unbelievable.
In the snow.
Which, again, Elliott wants to get rid of.
Well, you wonder if they played that game in a dome. They did blow him out in the dome earlier that year. So.
And Saquon had a monster game.
Yeah.
In
it's
LA.
Almost like when there's no weather, the better team plays.
Oh, yeah, the team from Los Angeles should have a huge advantage in the snow game. You idiot.
I mean, it was closer, was it not?
Yes, it was closer because the Eagles played bad, not because it was snow.
I don't know about that.
The quarterback took 7 sacks. All right, Jack, what's number 2?
And a safety.
And a save.
Which doesn't count as a turnover. So anyway, so these
it should.
My second favorite moment of last year was a moment in which we had never seen before on a football field.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking. Still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that.
Listen, he did that
to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
The amazing thing is that there's a moment over that one. He was funny talking about it when we had Saquon on the show a couple weeks ago. Him talking about the reverse hurdle.
Yeah.
How he'd watched it too many times on his phone, he said.
I do love how authentic Saquon is about that. He will be very clear. He watches highlights of himself. He loved watching when they put the, you know, dramatic music over it. So, yeah, he's a big historian. So I think he truly did appreciate what that play, like what it represents in the history of this franchise.
That got him the Madden cover.
Yeah.
Dude, not only in the history of the franchise, in the history of this league.
For sure. Yeah.
That's a play that will be shown for ages.
Is it? So I know we already did Mount Rushmore week.
Yeah.
Is it on the Mount Rushmore of still Eagles images? Like, I think we think of Benarik.
How about that? Standing over Frank Gifford?
Yeah.
McCoy in the snow.
In the snow game. Yep.
You can make that argument, yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah,
Foles catching
it in the Philly special.
Yeah. The dagger.
BG getting
the
Brady's arm.
Sack, sure, like, yeah.
I think those two, I think the Philly special catch and the BG play both have to be on there.
The BG image is just not a great picture, though. Like,
are you kidding me?
You need to be stopped.
Quite frankly.
He's barely in it. It's just his hand.
No.
Mostly
you need a different angle.
I would have loved to have seen them make that the statue.
Absolutely.
The first Super Bowl? Yes. Absolutely. The sack on Brady?
It's just then you have Brady in the statue, which I don't like.
Which makes it better.
He's the GOAT. I think it's better with Foles and Doug.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just
saying.
They're
both great players.
It would have been a great statue.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's funny. The play of the Philly special is what I remember about Foles, but the image is the one that Mark's got tattooed on his back.
Yeah, where he's holding the trophy.
Where he's holding the trophy. That is the image to me. But, yeah, I think the Saquon reverse hurdle is there, absolutely.
Just horrible baseball. Number one, though, my favorite moment of last year, of course, happened in the big game. It's the moment we've all been waiting for.
Yes, sir.
It is 3rd and 16 for the Chiefs.
There he is.
The staunchest defense of the season. Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is the Gene. And Cha-Ching is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeShean.
Cooper DeShean with a pick for a touchdown.
There it is, the play of the Super Bowl.
The start of the summer of Coop.
Yep, everyone knew that was the play that ended the Super Bowl.
So you don't have the dagger on there?
Nope.
Not even close.
That's insane.
It's his five favorite.
I know, but
no Jalen plays at all?
Nah.
Oh, that's weird. I hadn't noticed
that. If I just did tush pushes, maybe.
The 50-yard run against the Rams.
Nah.
That could have made it.
The fourth down throw against Washington.
What fourth down throw against Washington?
At the end of the first half when I think they were only up two and he hits A.J. down the field for a big play.
No, not that.
I mean, you could have put the dagger in the top.
What about the 61-yard completion to Goddard against the Saints?
So I thought that was a good play.
That was a Goddard
mostly
play,
because
though.
Of Goddard.
Yeah. That was a great play by Jalen, too, to give him the ball on time.
Dude,
it was
a five-inch pass.
Yeah,
right on target.
The deep throw to Devontae against the Bengals, the throw to Devontae against the Jags.
Ooh, one against the Jags was
that was more Devontae.
No, man, that's a great ball play.
See,
great
I think
catch.
He was trying to throw it out of bounds, and the arm couldn't get it there.
You always say that.
The arm couldn't get it.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Now, I've been saying we need to sort of nail Elliott down on something. Mm. And Elliott has had quite a 2 or 3 days online with praise for the quarterback and just some of the craziest, most sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Like glazing way I could ever imagine.
Thirsty,
the thirstiest way.
Okay.
Elliott saw Jalen Hurts do an interview on a documentary last night.
It was an unbelievable interview. It was the best I've ever seen him. Like, it was, everyone should watch it.
So he said that this interview is the reason that Jalen is elite. This was an interview
on a documentary. I said.
Well, it's kind of what you said.
But it's not what I said, unless I'm misremembering. I said his involvement in the dagger and how he came across in that documentary is why he's an elite quarterback. Because you see him interacting with his teammates. You see how involved he is with the offense.
That's what a football player does, Elliott.
Yes, and he's elite at it. That's what I'm saying.
He is not elite at interacting with his teammates, Elliott. I could make a documentary of any football team ever and show you the quarterback talking to the head coach about passing plays and interacting with his teammates.
And he's good at that. He is very good at that. He is elite at that.
He's elite at what? You're making things up.
I'm not making things up. Did you watch a documentary?
No, Elliott.
Okay, so watch it.
Elliott,
no,
let me ask
you
this.
Have you watched it?
What does elite mean?
It means he's excellent at it. He's amazing at it.
Okay,
like, how do you?
So what do you have to compare his interaction with teammates and his interaction with his head coach to other quarterbacks in the NFL?
Okay.
Have you ever seen do you have the same window into what other quarterbacks do to show you that Jalen is better than other people at it?
Do you?
No, but
okay,
the,
so
I didn't go around saying.
But I watched it and saw the way he interacted with his teammates, saw the way he's involved in the offense, saw the way him and Nick spent the entire bye week together reshaping the offense. And to me, when people say, like, why does Jalen not get credit? It's the stuff in the documentary that we don't see as much of. I was there all last year, right? Like, you guys were too. And we heard he's not great with his teammates. Like, all the, when you watch the documentary, and I get that it's shaped in one way, right?
Yes.
But again, like,
it's propaganda.
No, but you have to watch it. Like, seeing the clips, I was surprised.
Did you see all of the other evidence to the contrary leading up to the documentary?
What evidence?
Relationships with teammates, relationships with his coach, like all of those other things.
But that's the point. Like, this time last year or leading into 2023, I agree. He had issues with Sirianni. We saw in that documentary that they fixed it.
So why does that make him elite?
Because they won the
Super
Bowl.
It just makes him a human being,
Elliot. No. It just makes him a human being.
It makes him a human being. It doesn't make him an elite quarterback.
What I'm saying is, when you watch it, you can see how integral he was to them winning the Super Bowl. To me, when a quarterback is an integral part of winning the Super Bowl, that makes him elite. So when you, like, watching him, the bye week thing, I thought was huge. Watching how, honestly, like, he came across in the interview. I've never seen that version of Jalen. So I would assume when you see him in the interview and then you see the interview clips behind the scenes, like, he comes across different than how we perceive him. I'm not saying he's a perfect teammate. I'm not saying he's a perfect quarterback. But when you watch a documentary, it comes across how important he was in them winning the Super Bowl, and that is elite to me.
But you already believed that.
But I believe it more after watching it.
After watching a documentary that is made to make the team look good.
I'm telling you, these documentaries I don't normally like. I don't normally think they're great. When I watched it,
because they don't support your position.
No, because it's just not my type of thing. When I watched it, I was blown away how he came across.
What has really happened here is, and here is what has truly happened for anybody listening who wants to know what happened, is that Elliot reported consistently that Jalen didn't have a good camp. Elliot has consistently said that if the quarterback doesn't have a good camp, he's not going to have a good year. Elliot is trying to even that out because Elliot wants to be perceived as Mr. Jalen guy. So he watched the documentary and he said, everything that I just said about camp doesn't count.
You are reading way too much.
No, I'm not.
Literally, I watched it and he came across great. And I said
You have to say.
Yes, because he came across great.
That's all you have to say.
What do you want me to say? He came across great but actually didn't have a great training.
No. What I want you to say is, you don't have to say he came across great. Therefore, this interview means that he is elite. It's a crazy thing to say.
No, it's not.
If you watch it.
But you haven't watched it. And I'm not trying to pull that card. But, like, when you haven't seen it, you don't know how good he comes across in it, how involved he is in the offense, the way he interacts with his teammates. I was surprised at it. I was surprised. Maybe that's why it hit me so hard. But when I watch it, I came away extremely impressed with Jalen and thought to myself, that is why he's an elite quarterback. That is why he is somebody you want as the quarterback of your team. He did not have a great training camp. I agree. A minute ago, I just picked him to go 11-6 and not win the Super Bowl, and that wasn't
good. So how's he going to play this year?
I think he'll have a very good year.
Okay, even though he had a bad training camp?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so why?
Because he's a very good quarterback.
But you said that the training camp leads to how well they play during the year.
Yes, he did not have a good camp.
So he is the one exception.
And I don't feel as good about him as I did prior to camp, but he can still have a good year. Like, I think he will have a good year.
Even though he had a bad camp?
Yes.
Okay. So then moving forward, we don't have to look at training camp performance as an indication
Correct.
Of how
I
the player
the
is going to
play. Correct, I won't do the stats
anymore now. That's not what I said. You don't have to be a baby about
it. I'm not being a baby about it, but I'm saying he can have a bad training camp, and I can still think he's a good quarterback.
Well,
and
sure.
Right.
But you can't, after 3 years of saying that training camp performance is indicative of regular season play, and then a guy has a bad training camp,
yes.
and you watched a good interview, that you say that everything that you've said for the last several years goes into the trash.
You're phrasing it that way.
No, that's what you're saying.
He did not have a good training camp, in my opinion. I feel not as good about him going into the season as I did prior to training camp. That is true. What's also true is training camp is one piece of information I think is important, but he is still an elite quarterback. I don't see how you can't see both those things can be true. And when you watch a documentary, it comes across that he is an elite quarterback.
Elliot,
you're saying it's because of the interview.
No. Well, it is. But
it's not just the interview.
It's
the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's that he was involved in the dagger to a level we didn't know. Like, those are the things we don't see that he doesn't
You don't think the quarterback has a conversation with the head coach about what plays
He never gets credit for it. Like, the dagger, and we talk about him as
credit for it.
Well, I'm saying for the passing game, we never really say a lot on this air, or at least I don't hear it. Maybe it should be said more. How involved he is in the offense, and how
all you do is talk about how he calls all the plays.
Yes, I do, but I'm saying like watching the involvement in the dagger was impressive to me. I don't know what you want me to say. Like,
all I'm saying,
it was impressive how involved he was.
That's all you need to say.
He's an elite quarterback.
That's all you need to say.
He did not have a great training.
But what I'm telling you is from this point forward, your assertion that training camp play is indicative of regular season play is now in the trash.
No, it's not. We have not seen what type of year he'll have yet, and I do think he'll have a good year. But again,
bad camp, good year.
Yes.
I just needed that on the record.
You got me on the record with that one.
Okay. All right. So bad camp, good year. So what if next year he has a bad camp again?
Then I guess he'll have a bad year.
Okay.
Right. Or maybe a good year.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, you want to make it so black and white.
Well,
like,
you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I've always said I think training camp is indicative of what could happen in the season, right? I agree with that. And I said he did not have a good camp. I still think he can have a
good year. So he's going to have a better year than last year?
Well,
in the regular season?
MVP, so No.
In the regular season, is he going to have a better year than last year after his bad camp?
He could.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
But is he going to?
We'll find out.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Tornado, Ike was never at the White House in Dallas. He was at the Bible studies with T.O. and Hugh. So Ike,
yeah, that's all you guys did was Bible study.
Get the facts.
Can you tell us the difference there, Ike? What was the difference between Bible studies and the White House? Can you tell us?
Well, one was in Dallas and the other one was here.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Of course, I was the 2% on the Twitter poll. Well, when you put out, what, 6 or less wins? Yeah, of course I'm going to put that on there. What do you think?
Well, we didn't know it was you.
Yeah.
You can't tell who votes.
Yeah. Come on.
Cowboy fan. Hey, I'm going to do a little prediction for the Eagles. I'm going to do the Eagles fans math. They're going to go 6-29. Oh, I'm sorry, 5-30. Does that equal 17, correct?
Look, that was not a good moment for Eagles fans. When no one could add up to 17 was a problem.
I need to smack some math teachers in Ohio and Pennsylvania. All right,
look,
Cowboys,
we said we're the most passionate, not the best in math. Yeah.
31-30, Cowboys. Go, Cowboys. Goodbye, goodbye, losers.
Wow.
You don't even believe that.
He hung on for 4 hours for that.
For that.
Yeah.
He was yesterday at McGurk's in the Troy Aikman jersey.
He was. Yeah. A knockoff Aikman.
Yeah, I was going to say, looked like a phony just by the colors.
No, it was best. That's what made it great.
Yeah.
It totally was a reject jersey.
Yep. So I was sitting on the stage, and I saw Cowboy Jim, and somebody's like, he's in a Cowboys jersey, and I'm like, that looks like a Lions jersey.
It does.
And it looked like it was
the blue wasn't the right blue. Yeah.
It was definitely a China jersey.
Yeah.
100%.
No doubt.
By the way, rivalry pack Harper in the field, disaster. Kelly Green Harper in the field, kind of like a cat today, Spike.
Oh, there you go.
He just made a sick play.
Like, that's good.
Yeah.
What's the score over there?
Still 0-0.
Okay. Yeah. We're losing this game.
Well, dude, they had first. All right, so in the middle of top five, okay? They had first and second, no outs. But Marsh couldn't get a freaking bunt down and then struck out on three pitches. Then, boom, struck out with the bases loaded, usual. God, just play good baseball.
Hit a fly ball, Alec. Come on. You're 6'5", 215.
Well, it's 2 outs.
Yeah, I didn't hear 2 outs. All right, my bad. 215-592-9494. Tony and Kenneth Square here on
Cowboy
WIP.
Cowboy fans over there.
Where?
Hey, I think out of all the... I think out of all the predictions that the expert panel has given today, I think Elliot was the most spot on, and I'm kind of going to add on to that.
I wonder why.
But Spike, before you violently hang up on me, I just wanted to mention the fantasy league after I give my thoughts on that.
Oh, sure.
Cool. So I had the Eagles going 10-7, and I don't think that's necessarily a terrible thing. I think they're going to
10-7 would be pretty bad.
No, not when you look at the schedule. This is a murderer's row schedule.
We don't care about the schedule. We're the number one team in the league.
You guys are just being blind homers when you guys say that. You really got to look at the schedule, man. They could be worse.
Do you think the Chiefs play a tough schedule every year?
Of course.
So when did they go 10-7?
No, I mean, that's a good point. But
the Eagles will be favored in every game this year, more than likely.
So, I mean, the whole tough schedule thing is only something you bring up when you don't have full confidence in your team. Like, the Patriots had a tough schedule for 20 years. They went to 10 Super Bowls, won 6 of them. When you're a good team.
They also played a terrible division.
We play in a murderer's row division here. Yeah. Nobody believes in the Cowboys and the Giants. Yeah, right. My point is that when you're a good team, you got to become accustomed to playing a tough schedule, and it should not matter. It shouldn't matter. We're going to face we faced Kansas City, what, 3 out of the last 4 years?
Yeah, at 3-0, right?
3-0 against them. So you're going to play tough teams. You play Buffalo, right? You're going to play tough teams, man. It's a tough schedule. We're only winning 10 games. Like, what is that?
So I've been going 10-7. Sneaking into the playoffs as a wild card, then going on a bit of a run to the NFC Championship game, and
that'll
ultimately losing to Detroit. Would not be a failure of a season, in my opinion.
Well, it depends. It just depends on how everything looks, I think. It's really easy to say what a successful season would be from a number standpoint. I think we'll feel whether it was a good season or not, regardless of the outcome.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yeah.
And what's our caller? Who is that?
Tony.
He's
in our league.
In the draft, yeah.
So, and this is for Elliot, too. This is why I was so hard on Elliot when he gave me his prediction. Right. I let Spike go with it because I let Spike go. But having the team go to the NFC Championship game, you got confidence they'll do that. Why do you have to be a realist with your record prediction? Because a 10-7 team in the NFC Championship game sounds a lot less likely than a 13-14 that's in the championship game.
Yeah, I had 11 wins and them winning the division.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't match up to me. Like, anybody else winning 10 or 11 games, you don't necessarily think that's the team that's going to be in the conference championship game for the Super Bowl. So why not just, if you believe they're going to be in the conference championship game, well.
Because I have them against Tampa.
No, not you.
Oh, Tony. Right. Just in general, why wouldn't they just win it?
Wait, why wouldn't they? Or why wouldn't they win 12 or 13 games in a regular season?
From my end, I would say
they lost a lot of players as well, especially on defense, and that's going to be hard to overcome, especially early in the season.
Okay, I can understand that.
Murderer's row of schedule.
What I don't understand is how do they still get to the NFC Championship game? Is my point.
I think they'll start putting it together towards the end of the season. The new defense, the new players on defense, I think it'll all start coming together at the end, kind of like it did last year. And then once we get into the playoffs, I think that's really all we need.
Tony, what is your fantasy football note that you have?
Thank you for letting me have that before you hang up on me.
Okay.
I'm missing the passion, man. I'm missing where are the characters? Where's the friendly smash talk? Where's the competition?
Rios was on earlier.
Buzz's fault.
Yeah, well, no one's... Yeah, first of all, we haven't had... Buzz got sick or whatever. The other thing is, Tony, there hasn't been a game yet. Like, the trash talk has to happen after people start feeling who's good, who's not good.
Is he talking about the fantasy league?
Yeah, he's talking about the fantasy league. There hasn't been a game yet. Yeah.
What type of trash talk?
Also, what are we? What are we, five?
Well, I kind of like trash.
I don't like
it. I don't mind it once we get some wins and some losses. Yeah.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Your mic.
Back off the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Ike's mic.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not a button.
Yeah, it's probably you just have to plug it back in.
Yeah, why don't you go over to his mic?
Go grab the mic.
His mic. All right. 215-592-9494. Our predictions for the Eagles game coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I cried out. Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at the Link. Banner night, opening night of the Eagles 2025 season against the Dallas Cowboys.
Can the crowd hear the music?
They can.
They just hear us.
Okay.
Though.
No, that's why I was wondering if it was just our voices.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. They hear our beautiful voices.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Elliot. It sounds bad regardless.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I got to say, I thought T.O. was a bit harsh on you guys.
A little bit.
He was a little mean.
Yeah,
a minute and a half of like, yeah, that was terrible.
We're just doing a bit, T.O.
Come on, man. We're just having fun.
And yes, for those of you that tuned out after football season, we're still doing Creed.
Yes.
Yeah, they came back like, what?
Damn it.
Yeah. So if you are getting to the game or leaving the game via SEPTA, it was going to be bad news, actually it's much better news.
That's right, because FanDuel Sportsbook has stepped up to help fully restore SEPTA's Broad Street Line service. That's right. Their sponsorship brings back the SEPTA Express trains, boosting capacity from just 4,000 back towards 6,000 fans and running more frequent trains after the game. You know that's great because that means quicker trips to and from the stadium tonight. Shout out to FanDuel. There you go.
There you go.
And I did my part with FanDuel, $50.
Yeah, we helped FanDuel pay for that today. Yeah. I definitely did.
Jalen, plus 2,000 for MVP.
What other bets? Did you bet Jahan Dotson anytime touchdown?
I'll place that. Don't you worry. Okay.
I knew you liked it. Plus 900, right?
Yeah.
We take those odds.
So it's going to rain. Now, it's definitely going to rain in the next half hour. It looks like for the rest of the night, it is like iffy whether it's going to rain or
overcast,
not.
Little overcast.
It now, looks like maybe in the second half.
It is proof that
that it'll rain or stop.
It'll rain in the second half.
Or we'll come back and rain in the second half. Oh.
Jerry Jones obviously paying off Mother Nature with his billions of dollars to ruin Banner Night once again.
Yeah, trying to ruin Banner Night. You're not going to slow down Saquon with the rain.
Dude, it hasn't rained in like 3 weeks. You're telling me it's going to start raining at 6 o'clock on Banner Night?
Grass needs it.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
So, do we want to do our picks here, or do we want to do them right at the end? All right, so picks for tonight. Now, we'll do the rest of our weekend picks tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Mm-hmm. But what order do we do? I can't even remember.
Well, get mine out of the way first. Okay. No one cares about it. Oh.
We just pick tonight.
He wants his to be forgettable.
Exactly.
Yes, he wants it to
35-14 Eagles.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
A boring blowout. Not going to be that close. Like I know you guys are fear-mongering this could be a close game with the Cowboys. I don't feel that way at all. 35-14.
I am
no problem.
I am in the same spot.
0-0 in the fifth.
I have 40-21 Eagles. I like the Cowboys stink, man. We can make up reason after reason. They're motivated by this, and Dak is this, and Dak is that. That team is DOA, and I think the Eagles are going to crush them tonight. So I got 40-21 Cowboys, or Eagles rather.
So I'm picking 23-21 Eagles.
Yeah. There you go.
They won the last three week one games by an average of 4 points. They just don't play their best football in the first game of the season. So I think it'll be close, but I do think they'll win.
That's a little too close.
It's got to be within the line.
Yes. Yeah. 23-21. I'm going to go 30-27 Eagles. 30-27 Eagles. I will take into account Elliott's reports coming out of training camp.
Thank you.
It wasn't the most crisp training camp. It doesn't mean the Eagles won't get rolling. I don't expect them to come out hitting their full stride in the first game. They got off to a little bit of a sluggish start last year, and then they hit their stride in like week five, week six. We can see a little bit of that, but the Cowboys just don't have enough to win this game. So eventually the Eagles, as a matter of fact, the Cowboys probably score a late garbage touchdown that's going to kill everybody's -8.5.
Yeah.
You know that's what's going to happen.
I could say
the Cowboys are going to score a garbage touchdown late to kill that point spread.
Yep. What I could
30-23 Eagles win tonight.
I could say bet the Eagles money line or bet the Cowboys with the points.
Yep.
Elliot, we talked about this earlier. I wonder what you thought of the report from Schefter about the Eagles reaching out on Micah Parsons.
So I don't think they would have traded what it would have taken to get Micah. I'm sure they called. And, I mean, Howie calls about every player in the league. I think it's smart he calls about every player in the league. I'm sure it was a call that was fun for Howie to make. But I don't think they would have traded for Micah. Like, let's say they offered the two ones and a two. I just don't think they would have done it at the end of the day.
Do you think Howie had a bleep-eating grin when he called
Jerry? Yeah, I think that's what it was. Like, you call, you know it's a bit of like a poke to call. You get the information. I'm sure Micah wanted to come here. I'm sure Howie was hearing Micah would have been interested in coming here. I'm just skeptical they would have given up the draft capital to actually do it and the contract.
I disagree.
Draft capital, like the question I have is just about
the money.
We got told all offseason the reason they can't sign anybody is because they don't have any. They can't spend the money. And then all of a sudden you're trading for a guy that's going to make $47 million a year. I mean, it's a big departure from what they said all offseason.
Yeah, that's why I don't think they would have done it
at all. So yeah. you think it's a contract or the trade?
I think it's both, but I do. I mean, Howie's never given an edge that type of money, and I know he just paid a running back and a linebacker, but those contracts are very small compared to paying top of the market edge money. So. Maybe he'll have to do it with Nolan Smith. Jalen Carter's going to get a ton of money.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we'll find out for sure. Yeah, but he's just never done it. So to invest.
He's never had a player of this caliber.
I agree. But two ones and the contract, I would have been
That's
surprised.
Nothing. It's basically two top of the second round draft picks because the Eagles are going to always be good as a football team. And with an opportunity to pair Michael Parson with Jalen Carter. And you're talking about Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Jahad Campbell? Are you kidding me?
It would have been awesome. I agree. But goodness. I don't think they would have paid to do it.
Ike, would you have done it? Let's say they do it and they say, you don't know this, but it means that in the offseason that they trade Devontae Smith, that they get off that money.
Yeah, I still would have done it.
Wow.
What if it's trading AJ?
Now, that one I would not have done.
Yeah. AJ, too important.
I love Devontae.
Yeah.
But you got two receivers. You got two of them.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, you can always draft another receiver. It's going to be hard to find a Michael Parsons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd never consider trading AJ.
Jack survived his hour with
T.O. Here's the good thing. It's all hypothetical, and neither one of them are getting traded.
Yep. Me and T.O. are fine.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You survived.
Well, the thing about the Micah trade, too, is obviously you could use a player like Micah. But 4 or 5 weeks into the season, we could be sitting here and saying Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt are both young, very good edge rushers. And the need for that lessens, and then you also have to pay them. So, adding Micah to this defensive line would have been insane. I just think the price was too high.
Two first-round picks?
Two and the contract. And the contract.
And, okay. He's not a great player, but he's a good player.
But two first-round picks is a hefty price for a non-quarterback.
Oh, Jack, you're saying Micah
Parsons.
They've
done it for wide receivers. Didn't we give up two first-round picks for AJ?
No, it was one and a three, I think it was. It was definitely only one first. I don't remember what the second pick was. But
215-592-9494. You know, as Eagles season begins here, if you want an officially licensed Saquon jersey for your dog, you go to Dogs and Cats Rule.
There you go.
You want when I had a cat, tried to put like a shirt on her once.
Yeah.
She wasn't buying it.
No.
Did not like it. Dogs are okay with it. Saquon jerseys, officially licensed Jalen Hurts jersey, officially licensed Bryce Harper jersey, Schwarber, Turner, all at Dogs and Cats Rule. And while you're there, why don't you spend some time with the best staff in any pet store anywhere, and make sure your dog's eating what they should be eating. Make sure your cat's eating what they should be. Make sure that there's not a supplement there to make your dog and cat's life better. That's what Dogs and Cats Rule is all about, making your pet's life better. And it's up to you. Remember, they can't do it on their own. They can't shop on their own. It's on you. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
And I'll say this to everyone. Listen, I said I would trade Devontae Smith. Here's what I'm telling you. At some point, they're going to have to give up offensive players. Because you're going to have to, or either you're going to let the defensive players go.
Right.
You can't pay Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Jahad Campbell,
Nolan
Zach Bond, and have the offense, everybody over there making $25-plus million.
Yeah. Well,
it's just not going to work.
You've mentioned
eventually
before.
You're going to have to make a decision.
And Jalen's going to get a raise.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
coming,
so
you
trade AJ Hurts instead of Devontae. Okay. I'm just saying, you got to make a decision.
Well, I mean, there's only so much money.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's only so much money. They pay a guard $25 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, like they pay all their offensive linemen. Like at some point,
I do.
Right now, all their big money is on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Eventually, they got enough great talent on defense. They're gonna have to pay those young players also.
So I agree with the premise, what you're saying, for sure. I will say there is some money coming off the books. Like, if Lane retires in a year, then you're paying a tax.
What if Lane doesn't retire?
Well, then that's a problem.
Like, what if he plays for the next 3 years?
then you're going to have to get rid of guys. Yeah.
Yeah, like, because here's the thing.
I'm saying there is.
Who's looking to push Lane out the door? Nobody's rushing Lane out the door.
I agree.
So he's not going anywhere.
Well, and by the way, if they lose a left tackle, they might have to go pay another, or right tackle, they might have to go pay another one. You know, Lane's money comes off the books, but the odds of you replacing that with a low-cost option is probably pretty low.
Well,
end up paying draft capital for a vet
who's already good. The question also is, will they pay all the defensive guys?
You want them to?
Well, no, I'm saying if you have to pick between AJ, Devontae, Saquon, and Lane versus letting Nolan Smith walk, or I don't know, but they might pick the offensive guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know they'll be older though, right?
No,
offensive guys will be older.
Yeah.
All the young guys are on defense.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
215-592-9494. Jose from Reading, you're on WIP. What's up, Jose? All right. There's another buzz moment. Hey Hugh, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Spike.
There he is.
My mic on?
Yeah, your mic's on.
Good thing y'all hear all these cuss words.
Just
potting me up.
It's on now.
Man?
How you doing, Hugh Douglas? We'll be here for the pregame show. Hugh, this is my first time talking to you after yesterday. How did you think the entire thing went with you and T.O. yesterday?
Hey, man, that was great radio, Spike. I commend you for that. Like, before the show started, before the segment started, I asked you, what were you expecting? and you said you just wanted good radio. And I think that's what it was. I mean, you know, I haven't seen T.O. in a while. I didn't know what to expect, but it couldn't have went any better than it did, to be totally honest. And I left there feeling like, you know, that bridge had been mended or fence had been mended, whatever you want to say. And can't wait to have conversation with him on our show and on your show later this year just to get his thoughts on the Birds, because I got a feeling T.O. going to be back in the city a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, he sees that. Why would he not
be? Yeah, I mean, man, I mean, the adulation that this fan base has for him, I don't see why not. You know, listen, man, time heals all wounds. And eventually, you know, things will repair itself if you read between the lines. And it will be okay. But it just like me and him, you know, we laughed and giggled about what happened 20 years ago.
Right.
Man, water under the bridge.
That's what you should be able to do.
Yeah, as a as a grown-ass man, that's what – What, 54 years old?
Well, and by the way, you say time heals all wounds, not unless the people who are involved in it are willing to let them.
But you know what? You know what I've always been told? If you're not willing to move on, y'all still have, you know, love for each other in some way, shape, or form. Because, man, listen, that moment that we had in that locker room that day, it was unfortunate that it happened the way that it happened. But just like he said, it was a lot of misinformation about all that, and I think Ike said it best. Dude, he's a great teammate. He's different, but hell, we're all different.
Yeah,
we're like we everybody that plays football, you're a special kind of crazy, because you got seriously, you have to be crazy to go out there and put
that's
your body
in more
there
of an affectionate time.
Well, yeah, but you know, but it's a different kind of crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought was cool too, hearing all you guys together and talking. Like, it did almost how I pictured you guys hanging out back in the day. You talked about having people over his house. He said even Donovan
would
come
Bible
over.
Scripture.
Yeah, so yeah, reading Bible scripture.
Yeah. That's all you did.
Also, he looks like he could still play today. Like, I wasn't around him in 04, but I don't think he looks much different.
No, when you
he's smaller.
When you pound him up, you know.
Yeah,
pause.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Holy
you
God.
Start that started off wrong.
Whoa.
I'm back just to saying, Bible you give him the pound.
Oh,
man.
You're happy to see him, huh?
I'm just saying.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That Mike Mayock call was a disaster. What, do you guys use tin cans for phones around here? T.O. still trashing radio as a concept.
Yeah, T.O. didn't like the fact that we weren't showing the highlights.
Yeah.
Instead of, I tried to explain it to him, and he wasn't.
Do you know what the irony of that is?
What?
If you watch the video that was playing,
the highlights were shown.
A lot of the top five picks that Jack had were in the video.
Really?
It just, like, seriously, because I was like, wait a minute, he's talking about
they just weren't
highlights.
In order. Yeah.
It wasn't in Jack's order.
Right. I was getting nervous about him just starting to talk about.
No, can I say something about that? Can I say something, Jack?
You can.
You can't get that easily frazzled, man. When T.O. come over and take over like that, you got frazzled a little bit, dog.
Very very easy moving out of the spotlight, you.
Yeah.
Very easily.
He has no problem with that. Yeah, he has no problem moving out of the way.
Yeah. Team guy.
What's next?
Can Doc even build a house if he never won a championship? Spike, just asking questions.
About this being Doc's house.
Oh, look. I'm just trying
to. Not on Banner Night, I know.
Not on Banner Night. What is next?
I had them going 17-0, winning the Super Bowl and getting a certified fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes. Caller Kevin.
Kevin was on one.
Yeah, I don't remember Kevin.
He was the one that wanted us to say they were going to win 16.
Oh, yeah, he was upset. Yeah.
Sounds like he was too optimistic.
Well, he was telling me, he was like, why don't you guys just pander?
Yeah.
And I said, well, Kevin, like, people are going to remember what I said, so I should just be honest. And he's like, you guys don't know what you're doing. Like, all right.
No, you just got to fly by the hip and say it day by day, Spike.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, I'm glad you made cartoons for the Eagles, but I do this.
I know, yeah.
So, yeah, what's next?
Nice.
There's big WIP news, guys. Joe DeCamera hurt his ankle. Elliot breaking more news that's already been broken.
Try to come on, give you guys an update.
I know.
Yeah,
hustling.
Ungrateful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We had already been given the update, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not the interesting part, though.
Yep. What is next?
I did play Castle Wolfenstein, but I refused to play Duck Hunt. You want me to show you a video of how those ducks were treated? Spike.
Oh, it's because I'm vegan.
It's because you're vegan.
Yeah.
You're the vegan. You need the vegan options.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. Yeah, I didn't like that you had to murder the ducks in Duck Hunt, but what's next?
Jordan Camera gets injured so often that when he walks into the doctor's office, everyone yells his name like they did for Norm on Cheers. Alex in Lancaster.
He gets hurt a lot.
I know. Minimal yeah. athletic.
That's why you should just play more. Tuesday, because in 6 weeks, something else will just be hurt.
Well,
that's a good chance of that.
Yeah,
that would be funny, though.
I'll say this. We're not delaying it again. I don't care if he has to play basketball in a wheelchair. I don't care if he's in a coma. He is playing.
You could just do free throws.
Yeah.
I know. You could play horse.
That's what he's trying to work towards.
No, that's what he wants.
He's trying to work towards free throws.
Yep. What's next?
I was born in Philly. I was raised in Philly. I lived a couple of other places, but only for a few years. Spike, definitely not overcompensating for owning hundreds of Yankee caps.
I have a lot of Yankee hats.
You do?
I have a lot of Phillies hats. I got a lot of Eagles hats.
You got a new Eagles hat today, Spike.
I did. I did $38 right in the team store over
They'll
there.
They'll get you. Yeah, 40. Got you.
Yep.
They got you. Yep.
Honestly, 40's not too bad.
Yeah, not bad.
40's not too bad.
It's a nice hat. Over there today.
Speak for yourself.
What?
You look at me and you like, what?
Dog, I paid $10 for this.
Yeah. So,
for that Mountain Dew?
For the Mountain Dew?
I wasn't going to say the name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not for $10. Not if you have to spend the $10.
I spent $10 for this. I needed this, though.
So, everyone, look, everyone's standing here so innocently, unknowing. Like, you look the over there. It's very dark over there. So it is a big night on WIP tonight. Of course, kickoff, you hear the entire game on 94 WIP in the free Odyssey app. But the pregame show coming up next, that is with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, Spuds will check in, Merrill will check in, getting you
Scoops.
Ready. Scoops will check in, getting ready for tonight's game. It'll be an exciting night tonight. They've asked that everybody be in their seats at 7:45. As the
this must be a light show.
Well, the ceremony at 8:00, while the Eagles don't even know what's going on in the locker room.
That was a little bit much.
Yeah. Elliot thinks they should be out there.
They should obviously be out on the field for the banner.
Well,
it's
what if it's raining?
Then
what
stand
if,
in the rain.
What if there's lightning?
Wow.
Yeah. They worked hard for that Super Bowl. They don't get to see the banner come out. I just think it's silly. It's overthinking it.
Would you tell Nick that?
I would.
Wow. Look at that. Does it change how you feel about the season?
I got him at 10-7.
The banner is
but
for
a great Jalen.
Fans.
Jalen will be MVP, but they'll be 10-7.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
They'd have to be better than that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
winning
MVP. At
if he didn't win it when he should have been in the discussion last year, I don't think he's going to get it.
Oh, right. We will talk to you tomorrow. We will be at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow, as we normally are on Fridays. And then, starting next week, we will be there every Monday throughout the football season or the day after the game. So we will be there Monday. Jordan Mailata show will be after our show on Monday as well. So we have that to look forward to.
I have no idea who will be in the players' lounge, but somebody will be there.
Well, not Monday, right?
Good news. Yeah.
It doesn't start
to... not this week. Yeah. Oh, so you're doing the Mailata show this week?
Yeah, but we got to get out of here. So say what you normally say right now. Do you say go Birds? Now?
Go Birds!
There it is.
Thought you said you go ready, to you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly. On let's now one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles!
Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
True North
North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.